But see, people talk reparation. All right. I could get killed for this, but I'm going to say it. It ain't even funny either. It's definitely not going to be funny to white people. Or Latinos, or Asians, or Jews, anybody. Here's what reparations should be, simple. Because look, we are all slaves right now. We work so that we can pay a debt to the bank that the government got money from. That they're borrowing not on our behalf. So we are paying someone else's debt. So we are slaves to the government, who is a slave to the bank, okay? I think black people as reparations, we can't get a pocket full of money. It makes no sense. Because niggas is just gonna. But here's what we do. Because here's what black people are trying to do. To create wealth. Like to become a wealthy people. Even though they'll be poor, there'll be some that are super wealthy. Like Oprah has a lot of money, but she ain't wealthy because it ain't from no tradition shit. She just lucky. So that's why she hanging on to that shit. Like she used to support Obama outwardly, but she did that shit and all those white women that love her said, I don't like you supporting this nigga so loudly, Oprah. So she quiet a little bit. But here's the reparations. I'ma back up. Since federal income tax is slavery, and we are all slaves, and reparations is an apology for slavery, the original slavery that we're talking about, black people should be exempt from federal income tax. Make sure a white boy, he didn't like that shit. He started biting his top lip. Because if you understand money, you shoot me in the head just for even thinking that shit. Because what that'll do, it'll cause wealth. Here to do. The people who are going to do what they were going to do with the 100,000 that we would all get are still going to do that. Oh shit, got more money. More sneakers, nigga. But the ones that understand money gonna take that shit and create wealth. But it ain't gonna happen. But that's my reparation idea. We are already have been slaves. Federal income tax is slavery. So I'm just saying, we're double slaves. They let us have enough to pay for our fucking plantation hut that we live in, that they always threatening to take. We're gonna take your shit. Why? I've worked so hard. Why? They gonna do this. That's everybody. White people too. Why?
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty. This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
And
okay,
we would like to request. I don't know if you take requests, but
all right, sure.
Yoga. We would love to see you do some yoga.
Oh my gosh, would you ever? My body is a work of art, so you know. We have a yoga one planned, and I will not be very close for any of it. So I will make it up to you, and then you will wish that I had it.
No, listen. First off, I think you're going to look stylish in yoga pants. My opinion, because those are all the fashion right now anyway.
Yeah, I mean, anything that's tight on me looks good. I got to say, I would have done very, very well in a boy band in the 80s. Like, if I could have been the third guy in Wham, that would have been.
I like that he still shoots to a reasonable level, like third guy in
Wham.
Yeah, I could have replaced the second guy, but like, he probably needed the money. Yeah. Nobody knows.
Right.
But, yeah.
You're in George Michael's shadow. Yeah, definitely want to be there. Yeah.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
Huh?
Hi.
I can't hear you. Welcome
I said
to
hi.
Royce. It is March 22nd, 2016. Listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com. MoreLikeRadio.com/live. If you want to check us out, I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden with Royce Lopez.
Sup?
Marie Lopez.
Good evening.
Super producer Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Sherry Dahl.
Hi.
And Johnny Cakes and Zeri.
Shabbat Shalom.
Our number is 954-573-2780 if you'd like to get in touch with us. Or, like I said earlier, morelikeradio.com/live. There's a chat room. There's video. There's our faces. If you go there, you can also check out all of our podcasts from previous shows if you didn't catch us live. You can check out the interviews that we do, such as last week with Zach Ainer. That's up there. Search everything podcast related, iTunes, whatever it is you get podcasts from. Do that, and you can listen to us whenever you want. So, what did you guys do this weekend?
I became an aunt.
Oh, yeah, one of your brothers had a baby?
Did someone leave donuts on the floor?
Yes, someone left donuts on the floor. That's exactly what happened. No, what actually happened is 9 months ago, my brother impregnated his wife and then they had a baby.
How does that happen?
Well, see, my brother must have put his penis inside his wife's vagina until a point of ejaculation. And then fertilization occurred because she was ovulating at the time. And then the sperm hit the egg and then connected and then attached to the uterus lining. And then the fetus grew like over the course of the 9 months. And then she popped it out.
Sounds like
one
a lot
day
of work.
I really want you to explain that to my children.
Okay.
At what point does Bruce Willis start doing voiceover work for the baby?
Oh, you're right. No, I wait till the third one when the dogs are talking.
Oh.
I don't get it.
John Travolta was in that movie. No one ever forget that.
Nope.
Apparently everybody did, though, because I had no idea.
Look Who's Talking.
I only saw the first one.
Then there was Look Who's Talking Too and Look Who's Talking Now. Look Who's Talking Now was when the dogs were talking.
Oh, and maybe I saw Look Who's Talking Now as well. I know I saw the first one. I don't know if I saw the second one.
The second one was awful because Roseanne Barr was in it, and she was annoying.
I never got into any of those movies, except for Homeward Bound, like where you have human voices on things that can't speak yet.
Yes, I like that. I like that. But no, I didn't see the Look Who's Talkings.
None of them.
No.
All I remember is in the like opening credits you had, it showed like, you know, I think they were having sex or something, and then like it was the sperm and the egg inside.
Yeah.
That got me going, I think.
Really?
When I was like 8.
Looking at sperm got you going?
Kind of, yeah.
Sperm is the least sexiest thing to come from sex.
It was just like...
It is. You could quote me on that.
It was a precursor to my adulthood. Like, yes, I want all of this.
Mitch was like, I know what's going on
here. You want all the sperm?
Here.
Yeah.
Because he's gay.
Yeah.
Mitch is like, I see what's going on here. I get
like,
the picture.
We're probably going to get divorced because he's probably going to tell me he's gay.
Hey.
Well, not if you're okay with it, Sherry. If you're open to it.
I'm just saying he'll come out of the closet after we get married.
There's a bone of contention. Can I pick a bone with Sherry Dahl, who's on the show right now?
Yeah.
Please tell me that you're just doing a bit and making a joke, but did you actually set up a 438 days till my wedding thing on your Facebook?
Excuse me, Dutch. Are you referring something straight. Are you referring to Royce Lopez Presents the Wedding of Mitch? And Sherry, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
You're not Drew Rosenhaus. You're not their agent for the wedding.
Yes, I am. I'll be on ESPN this week.
Are you talking about like a physical counter or is it a picture that she posted?
She posted something. Kelsey told me about it and I shuddered. I was just oh no.
So Mitch's little brother's girlfriend, who is also a bridesmaid.
I believe it's girlfriend-in-law.
Girlfriend-in-law.
I believe you mean.
she made me these little wooden blocks with a countdown. So the one that says like Mr. and Mrs., I'm trying to find a photo, has like, you can change it to vacation, or she made me one that had a chalkboard, and there's one that says baby because she thinks very, very far ahead.
Well, you were saying you wanted Marie to explain whatever to your kids. So you guys already thinking about kids?
I mean, I know
can
I
we
want
get the
them,
wedding
not
finished
for a long
first?
Time. No, not just no. I want kids, not anytime soon.
Have you discussed this with Mitch? I feel like he has a part in this, right?
Yeah. We have to. He walked away, by the way.
Yeah, she has decided. That's what happens every time they have the conversation. He walks
he
away.
Gets up and,
he gets up.
I gotta
up
go check on Sterling.
And he's like, I gotta put away.
Dying.
I gotta put away my screwdrivers.
I feel like that's a conversation you have with someone early on, because why waste my time with somebody if they don't want the same things as in life as I do?
You
want
to see Marie and I's conversation? Check this. Ready? Hey, you want to have kids?
I'm still on the no train.
Okay, see, that's simple. No.
I do.
Marie just got abs. Why does she want to have a kid?
Thank you.
Ruin all that.
Thank you. 31 years old. She has abs now. It's ridiculous. She's been like working out and she's all fucking ripped and shit. It's kind of awesome.
It is awesome.
So why am I going to ruin that by stretching it all out?
Fucking put a baby in there. Get out of here.
I need somebody to take care of me when I'm old and senile, and Mitch is bound and determined to have Alzheimer's. So I don't want to take care of him.
Mal says it's just she's quoting Mitch. I got to go watch Minecraft. I'll be right back.
Pretty much.
Oh, wait. My beard's ready.
My baby would come out with a beard, like a full on beard, and that will be the coolest baby ever.
Okay, enough about babies. Can you not be that person who's constantly reminding people about your wedding?
Hey, did you know Royce is throwing me a wedding?
Yeah.
Dutch,
I am.
Dutch, you're the
it's all about
I thought
him.
You were part of the wedding.
Well, no, the thing is that it's one of those things, like, you know how Jerry Jones is the manager and he's also the owner?
Right.
I'm doing that with the wedding. I'm hosting and presenting like a P. Diddy event, you know?
Right, okay.
By the way, guys, how do you feel about wearing all white? And I think I'm going to have Master P there. Is that fine?
As long as you have two different types of chocolate fountain.
How do you feel about gold tanks? Because that's really important to my plans.
Gold tanks?
Yeah.
Is tanks there fish in it?
Yes. Well, Master P would be rolling up in a gold tank. No limit for life. I still believe.
Like a literal tank that you'd see in like the Iraq war.
Right, but gold plated.
I think he still owns that, or maybe he pawned it already.
No, the guy still has a lot of money from what I've heard. Hmm.
Dutch, you're in the boat that Sherry's talking about it too much. I'm in the boat that she's not talking about it enough. I'm asking her 492 questions.
492 days.
That's old. It's now like under. Well, because if you go to.
It's under 492 days now.
That seems like a lot of
nobody
work.
Nobody fucking cares. Don't. It's okay. We understand.
I care.
Over a year from now.
I care.
I posted the photo because she made it for me and it was cute and it was sweet and you don't have a heart.
Are you guys going to write your own? Are you guys writing your own vows?
And it's 458 days to go
now.
Of
course.
Now.
Yeah, I'm not going to go with some generic bullshit. I want to woo her.
Wait.
Can I write
what?
It for you?
Yeah.
I have to write.
Well, just don't make.
I don't.
I'm going to need you to write my vows.
Oh, my God. Can Sterling be the ring bearer?
Well, I mean, Sherry. You know what? Sherry, you could just rap the fucking Eminem song you didn't do at the live event.
I sit back with this pack of zigzags.
See, just do that.
Yeah, why didn't you do that at the live event?
To be the most meanest MC. Well, because it was me up against all those pretty girls.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well.
And I didn't want to rap and embarrass myself.
You know they would have helped you, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then they would have double-crossed you later, but at the time they would have helped you.
You know what? Did you see Merch's performance? I didn't want to go up against that. He did so good that I was embarrassed.
You mean both minutes of his actual
By the way, are we really going to call Zach Aner out on officiating the wedding? Because he said he was going to do it. We have it on tape. That sounds like a verbal contract. I would really like for him to officiate your wedding. That
I would fucking love that. That would be amazing.
We're going to see what we could do. We're going to work that out. Marie, maybe you could hold over a pasta pass or something over
yeah,
his head.
Like
pasta pass.
Okay. Yeah. I'll hold out.
Just make sure when they give him something, be like, hey, don't forget, you know, we're going to give you this shit of all the breadsticks you want. But don't forget my friend Mitch and Sherry. Talk like a gangster, too. Make sure you really
right.
sell it.
All right. I'll try to sell it.
Thank you.
Do your best Joe impression on the
exactly.
phone.
And John, I just want to go back on the whole Sterling being the ring bearer. We actually discussed that and we thought it would be a good idea, but it's a terrible idea because Sterling is an asshole. And aww. he would not walk down the aisle.
Are you asking John to be the ring bearer? Is that what just happened?
No, John asked if Sterling was going to be the ring bearer.
You didn't answer my question.
Oh, man, I'm like a professional ring bearer
he
now.
He said no.
How about you get like an actual bear?
Well, John,
I can make that happen.
I have a bear coat.
John has a bear coat. Let John be the ring bearer, Mitch. What are you, not too
hold
good?
On. Why do you have a bear coat?
Because the workaholic people were at the
I need a photo.
Were at the casino down here years ago, and they were doing like a raffle, and I won the raffle, and I got one of the original bear coats.
Really? So you have a bear coat?
I have a bear coat.
Right now, you own a bear coat.
You're hairy. You're so hairy, like a bear.
That was
I do.
Appropriate.
I have a bear head. Well, my dad has a bear head.
I went on your Facebook. I was going to look for it in the photos, but then I saw girls with their clothes off and their tits out, and I got distracted.
That'll happen.
In whose photos?
In John's photos.
Oh, yeah.
Why are there naked women in your photos, John?
I don't know, but I like the way you look, John.
What naked girls are we talking about?
I don't know. She has tattoos, and there's something pink over her nipple, and... blonde hair.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's one of the girls that I train.
Train her to do what?
Your nippers are so pink.
Well, he trains her to be fucking hot. That's what he does.
Yeah, I train
I
her.
I want to see.
Yeah, and by the way, John, are you getting any? I'm sorry, Mitch and Sherry. Let's get off of our wedding for a second, if you don't mind.
Oh, who's this?
Yeah, John, are you getting?
Her name is Jesse Jess.
Are you getting any pussy, as the kids say?
Yeah.
As much as I would like to, she has a bodybuilder boyfriend.
Yeah, well, fine. Without her,
like the Hulk.
Are you getting any pussy in general?
I learned this weekend that
that's not a yes.
That whisker biscuit is another word for vagina.
Okay, don't answer my question.
How did that answer anyone's question?
Well, that's about as much as he's getting. He's just getting new terms. He's not actually getting any of it. He's just getting new things to call it.
Yeah, I've had like a lot going on that I don't really have time for puss.
What do you have going on that you can't get pussy?
You can't get pussy.
I like that he just calls it puss.
Looking for a job, thinking what I'm doing with my life.
Hey, what about a blowjob? Still a job. Yeah. Come on.
Job's a job.
Yeah, job's a job.
Just short term versus long term.
A yob's a yob.
When's the last time you've gotten some pee? Don't make that noise. That's not a very very
literally, how
noise.
Long has it been?
Oh fuck, the live event.
Oh wow.
Really? Wow, ooh, yeah. Sure. Should put a hex on you.
God damn, we need to have another live event. We gotta get John Lane.
Yeah, exactly.
We should just call them John Fuck events because that's what they are.
What are you there's this new thing, this new study that came out as far as Tinder goes.
I swear to God, you say, dude, Tinder was such a bust for me.
It's not a bust.
It's not a bust. Just try.
It's not Ryan Leaf,
okay,
dude.
Okay, Cupid
fucking
was a bust. Tinder was a bust.
It's not a bust.
No, it's not a bust.
At it.
Seriously.
You got to redo your profile. And here's a new thing. I read this and I was going to plan on talking about this, but apparently
if you
send GIFs, instead of just responses, you have a higher percentage of people. Like once you start, you both like each other and you start interacting and talking, you get more response and people find it more entertaining, especially girls, if you send GIFs as response to either
like,
the questions or if you want to ask a question.
GIFs as in the animated photos or GIFs as in purses and cell phones?
GIFs as in the animated photos.
Okay.
Apparently,
I didn't know that was the thing.
Yeah, because
it's a new thing they allowed to do a couple of months ago, from what I read, is that they started allowing you to post GIFs or memes or whatever. So instead of just going, hey, if you post something funny or cute or whatever, you get a better response. It's like, oh, this guy's got a good sense of humor.
Right, because I did the phones and purses thing, and that's not advisable.
So what? Don't do pictures with your penises and next
no,
to the phone.
No, actually purses? Sending a cell phone.
Oh, yeah, that's no.
Purses. Don't do that.
They just kind of take those and leave.
I have a lot of loose cousins.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean,
you don't. you don't want them.
Hit it and quit it. Just don't impregnate them because that's what they're best at.
They're probably really fertile, good. Huh? They're probably really fertile.
This chick is.
Oh, my God. Like six kids with five different guys or something.
Mal says, yep. Jesus Christ, John could be a model, but yet he has a sex life of a dork. Yeah, John, you could be a fucking model. What are you doing?
I mean, I am a print model.
Yeah, you are a print model, but
you should be a model.
You should be printing that dick in someone's pussy.
Well, Come on. If I lived in Miami, I guess.
No, not in Miami. You should be able to fuck super easy. Listen, even if
but
you have...
Why male models?
Are you serious?
I just told you.
Seriously?
I just told you.
Sorry. John.
My maid of honor is single.
Is she hot?
I think so.
On a scale from 1 to 2.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
Hold on. Let her answer.
I am not answering that.
She's doing
on a scale from 1 to 2.
That is
two being
rude.
The best.
Is this the one that slings dildos?
No. Slings dildos.
No.
I don't know all of her friends. I don't live in Minnesota.
She's in boot camp now.
Ooh, so Army. She's going to be all have a nice little hard military body?
I mean, she is a bodybuilder.
Nice. John's in
and a vagina builder.
What does that mean, John? Saying things like that is why you don't get laid, John. You can't say things like that.
Or can he?
No, not to.
Well, I mean, like all my interactions with, like all my interactions with females are like going to Twin Peaks.
No, those are waitresses.
You can't touch the merchandise.
Those are waitresses. Don't hate on waitresses. I don't.
I go there to drink and be merry and relax.
Yeah, you don't go there to see their tits. Get out of here. Twin Peaks.
Of course, I go there to see their tits, but I'm not like, oh man, she gave me an extra French fry. I think she really likes.
Twin Peaks is like a Hooters, by the way, for people that don't know.
But better.
Well, yeah, but the same concept. You know what I mean?
This is just a sidebar, but I have a friend who honestly, legitimately thinks that a server at Buffalo Wild Wings likes him.
Yeah, obviously. Buffalo Wild Wings, they love all the customers.
The dive bar of fucking restaurants.
It really is. Buffalo Wild Wings
is
garbage.
It's a dive bar chain. Yeah.
It is. Exactly.
I love that place.
No.
I see any of those on the road, I'm like, yes.
Because you know where you can watch a UFC fight for free. That's why.
Any sporting event, yeah. Especially if the hotels doesn't have any of these channels.
The Buffalo Wild Wings here by Disney is fucking packed every night because everyone goes there to watch their games. Because usually Disney doesn't have all the channels and all that bullshit. Hotel TV is the worst.
Yeah.
They give you 5 channels. 3 of them are different versions of ESPN. And it's like, what am I going to do now?
What's the greatest is if you drive by hotels and you see like on their little advertising
free
things
HBO.
Saying, we have HBO. It's like, oh, my God, they're fancy.
Really?
Really? Welcome to every other hotel ever.
I'll tell you one thing. Orlando has the best hotel TVs. Hello, Appliance Direct.
Oh, God, that guy. Wait, the fucking Asian guy of Appliance Direct.
Yeah, people in the chat room, including Marie, they're talking about how women get horny at weddings, John. So when you go to Mitch and Sherry's wedding.
You're assuming he's invited.
He's invited.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course is.
Well, Royce is right. No one should assume.
I mean, I bet you could. I bet you could talk to her.
I figured it was Royce's wedding, too. He probably would have already invited John at this point.
I mean,
no,
I guess.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on the guest list from Royce, who he's invited.
Don't worry, dog. I'm going to have exhibit there, too.
I just meant
that. Well, in all fairness, excluding Royce's wedding, but the last wedding that I went to, I picked up a chick at a bar. Granted, it was Baltimore.
But
at a bar or at the wedding?
Fine. I mean, you went to the wedding and you picked up a chick. She didn't have to be at the wedding, but you picked her up.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
Like picked her up over your head?
Well, yeah, I did that too.
And by the way, for people that don't know, new people might be listening to the show, John is very attractive. He's a very attractive man. He's fucking ripped. You know, he's funny.
If I was on Grindr, I would swipe right.
If I was on Grindr, right? I don't know. I don't know how it works. I'm assuming. If I was on Grindr, I'd
when
fucking,
you were on.
Hold
Grindr.
On. I think the way you say it is if I was on Grindr.
If I were on Grindr.
If I were on Grindr, I'd fuck his mouth. I believe that's what they do on there. They fuck each other.
I mean,
mouths.
My cheat meal today was a Grindr.
No, John, and not in that context. Come on. Come on. This is the things you can't say.
No, well, I don't want to say hoagie.
Here's hoagie? The thing. That's my word.
I know.
Here's the thing is that we need to, John needs to be more in like his element with people who have the same similar. That's the reason why I don't understand that you don't when you because you go to a lot of cons, right?
I do, but I'm usually dressed up as something.
Exactly. So
that's the point. Everyone wants to fuck Deadpool.
Right.
If you dress up as Deadpool, you can do whatever you want. You can touch whoever you want.
House in an event like that,
Mitch.
Not only that, but like actually maybe potentially find a girlfriend because that's chicks that are like right down your alley who like the same kind of stuff that you like. And plus, being a dork these days is like revered, and not you, as ostracized there, as it used
you,
to be.
You got to be the hottest guy at any Comic Con, right?
Like, yeah, you and have like to be. The last con that I went to, I was talking to this girl, and then she was like. Oh, I just want to let you know, I practice for my religion. I am a witch. So I was like, oh, okay.
Fuck her anyway. Who cares?
Well, there you go. Just date a good witch.
Yeah, look at that picture in the chat. Look at the picture of John in the chat. Look at that guy.
Yeah, I was going to say Deadpool. What about John? What about John? No Deadpool.
Look at him. Look how handsome he is.
John doesn't need to be Deadpool.
Look at cakes. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be. Deadpool.
We're going to have a new bit on the show. It's going to be called Someone Fuck My Friend John. Is that a good name for a bit? Is that too wordy? I'm not going to
I remember
at bit
this
names.
Bit from years ago. It was for me, though.
I know. It was free. And look at you now. You're getting married.
We got him engaged. Aww. Royce is basically the wedding at this point. Like, yeah. Dude, things couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
I had so many people Photoshop me into things with this.
Mostly just me. Not this one, though. I haven't done this photo yet.
I had my tattoo artist Photoshop me at the subday.
John, like, really, do me a favor. Do me a favor.
Yes.
Make your main Tinder photo that photo of you in the construction hat. I guarantee you'll get a lot of swipes because girls are going to think
saying,
you're hilarious.
Dude, we never actually gave you the right Tinder profile.
That's what you need. We're going to set you up good.
I would have put the one with the water cans as his main profile and then the construction hat as a secondary photo.
No, the construction hat one really pops out because he's, you know, it's like, hey, this guy's hilarious.
Oh, I think the one I just posted should be the John's.
There you go. That's even better.
Oh, good. The company that accused me of stealing $30,000.
Forget
that.
Nobody cares about
that. Forget
that.
We're trying to get you laid.
Why are you holding a gigantic upside down bottle of glue? Elmer's glue.
That's the point, is your first photo has to get someone to not just swipe right away or left, whichever one it is, I forget. But we have to make them stop for a second and look at more photos. Then your second photo has to be like a really nice headshot of you that shows your beautiful face. And then the next one, it's got to show you like with a good looking girl or two. Right. To show that, like, hey, I can get these bitches. You better.
And then what you want to do is in the third one, you want to throw some gang signs. To make sure they know that you're still street, though, you know? And then on your fourth picture, what you want to do is have you reading a book with a pipe in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That way you get all the bitches. John, listen, we're going to set you up on a Tinder, and then you're going to give me the login, and I'm going to just talk to everyone and just set you up for fuck sessions.
Hey, what's up? You're on Dustin
Royce.
Hi,
caller.
Hey, this is Amanda. I feel like I should be involved in whatever is happening right now. Who said what about me?
I'm trying to say that John should hit on you at the wedding.
Yes, we're trying to get John. Oh, we're trying to do a little. Okay, fine.
Oh, by the way, this is Amanda the dildo slinger.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's right. The dildo slinger's back. Hi, Amanda. Okay. Well, Sherry, why don't you play matchmaker here? She's your friend. Sell John to her, and send her a picture of John. Are you guys friends on Facebook?
I think so. Are we? Probably, maybe. I don't know. So,
I mean, you and I are.
No, I mean,
well,
John.
First of all, Amanda, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
26.
Oh, okay, that's 26? Perfect. John, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. John, what, you're 32, right?
34.
34, sorry. 34. But But
do you have an aversion to older ages, or like what is your age range normally?
Sherry, send her pictures of John.
Okay.
Well, I'm on Instagram. So you could probably find lots of pictures of me on Instagram. I suppose if you're super interested.
Ooh, what's your Instagram name, if you don't mind giving that out to the audience?
My Instagram name is Amanda Is Loud.
That's because she's loud.
Oh, I get it.
I am a loud person, so.
Oh, and that's, okay, Mitch is posting pictures of her in the chat. She's the one far left, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's her, John. There
Holy
you go.
Holy shit.
I no, didn't know just, you were.
I'm sorry. I'm taken aback by anybody. I didn't think that good-looking people were friends with Sherry. I'm shocked by this.
Competes.
Hey, wait, I'm
Whoa,
friends with
Sherry's
Sherry.
Sherry's a hot babe. Sherry only knows hot babe. Come on now. I mean, I've seen Marie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. First off, don't get her head too big.
Let's not get crazy here.
Don't get her head too big or she'll leave me.
Just take a picture of John.
Don't get her head too
without
big.
Without a shirt on.
Yeah, she's got abs now. Okay. Everybody worships her.
There you go. Check out John. What do you think of John? We want to know your opinion.
Oh, I'll send you a photo of his butt.
Oh. It's
texting you.
Well, she's right, but I'm not getting any texts yet.
I did not realize.
He has to go to space. Give it a fucking minute or two.
Oh, space. What is this space thing? That's full of shit. It's instant messaging. It's supposed to happen immediately.
What? Amanda, John likes to be spanked.
Oh, I'm a good spanker. I mean, I don't know if I'm all into that.
Well, all right. What? So I'm seeing. Okay, so did you went to LSU? I'm assuming here.
I did not.
Oh, then you posed.
I did not go to LSU.
Dare
I
you
just
wear that
happened
shirt.
To be a Leonard Fournette fan. So.
Oh, okay.
Leonard Fournette is an amazing football player. So I just hope he doesn't go to the Patriots, because then I would. Not be a fan anymore.
People in the chat, Ball in the chat, wants me to ask some questions for John. One, can you eat an entire block of cheese in a pinch?
Yeah. Like before you get on a flight or something?
I don't understand question. That.
This other photo what? I sent you is from Battle Frog. John, explain what Battle Frog is.
It's an obstacle course race event. And I competed
in it.
Yeah,
those like mud run kind of things.
I mean, those arms though, John.
No, it's those arms dough.
Those arms dough.
So, man, are you a bodybuilder, fitness guru? What's your deal?
I am a bodybuilder. I have competed in a bodybuilding show before. I'm currently training for another show. There are a few pictures of that on Instagram as well.
Oh, I believe you. I'm looking at them right now.
Jesus, Dutch, relax. No. This is for John, not you.
Oh, it's for John. I'm sorry.
By the way,
I have a girlfriend.
Another question from the chat room from Maul. This is to help out John. Do you like puppets?
Hey, Amanda, could you get out of the rainstorm that you're in?
I'm walking out of the gym into my car. Give me 2 seconds.
Ooh, you're at the gym.
She lives at the gym.
This is true, too. It was a leg day, so.
Ooh, John, come on, bro. Throw some game, man. What are you doing?
I went to the gym, too, today. In fact, I'm teaching a class tomorrow.
Good job, John. Thanks.
John, you're locking up here. What's going on?
God, he was so freaking buff. I couldn't believe it.
Okay. Listen.
Oh, I have photos. Hold on. Amanda,
my God.
Do you mind? Do you mind if I send one or two of them without your face or with your face? Whatever you want. You know what I'm talking about, girl. I'll send it to...
Are they from high school? I don't know if I know some of those pictures from high school.
No, they're from my garage.
Okay, not high school.
You
Jesus
didn't send
Christ.
Her the picture. Sherry, you didn't send your friend the picture of me on the tank, did you?
No, I sent her one of you telling jokes at the live event. One of your butt from the live event.
Yes, I suppose I am comfortable with the ones from your garage. We didn't let Mitch into that party, but I suppose we can let all of the world, the rest of the world, into that party. So,
well, no, you know, they already.
I think they're on my website.
They can directly to us.
No, these guys already know that when Sherry's taking photos of naked women in the garage, I don't go in there.
Yeah, he's not allowed because he's a cuckold.
I'm not interested in it.
I was taking these photos, and Amanda was the only person that I've had do boudoir with me that just completely had no problem being completely naked.
I kind of want to see these. Nice. I'm being very curious now.
Yeah, you don't have to put them on the website. But just text it to me directly.
Text it to us, to me direct, not you, Dutch. Hey, I'm respectful.
Hey, Sherry.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I do come to visit you, either for your bachelorette or the wedding or whenever I'm at your house, may I do completely nude boudoir photos?
Hell yes.
Okay, this is all right. Can I be in the garage for that one?
No.
Fuck! Mitch, what do you do when they're being cunts?
He masturbates.
He jerks off outside the garage door, pretending, imagining what's going on in there.
Well, okay. We like to play a lot of like Usher and just some, you know, really good slow R&B just to get ourselves in the mood. So I'm sure Mitch can hear that through the door and his imagination just runs wild.
So
the photo in the chat is actually a workout photo of her ass.
That's
Look
her
at
butt,
that
John.
Ass.
That's her butt, John. It's a nice butt.
I can see that.
It's a good butt.
Look at that butt.
It's a nice booty.
Thank you. I think. It's
a compliment. That's a very nice butt.
That booty.
John, what do you think of the butt?
That booty dough.
No, John, you see, this is the thing. You're not being...
Okay. He's being cool. He's trying to be cool. He's with his friends right now. God, you're embarrassing.
So being flustered.
He's being street.
Don't embarrass me, guys. God.
Come on. Jeez.
She definitely works out.
Yes, John, that's a good observation.
He's trying to hold it together. He's trying to be cool. Stop judging him.
I only work out a little bit. I mean, only like 6 or 7 days a week, though. So
just a little bit.
It's really not that often.
Do you think that's the reason why? I mean, if you don't mind me asking, is that the reason why do you think that you're single? Like, why is somebody who looks like you? Because you're beautiful. Like, why are you single?
Well, thank you. I'm single because I decided not to accept assholes into my life. So,
you have to do the asshole a little bit.
Well, I'm kind of an asshole. I mean, like, dick breath just doesn't work for me. Well, someday. That's a bet. Sometimes that works for me, but I'm not okay with fuck sticks living in my life for too long. So
another question here from the chat. Have you seen the award-winning movies Crossbones, Too Fast, Too Furious, or from Justin and Kelly? Because John's an actor.
He was in all three of those films.
He was in three films.
I didn't. That was way too quick for my John. I picked things up. I put them down. Brains here. So what?
He was in the movie. It was Crossbones.
The county award-winning film Crossbones, right?
Have you heard of Fast and Furious? Was it 2 or 3, John?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious. So the second Fast and Furious film.
I have seen that.
He's Paul Walker.
Oh.
No, he's not, because he's alive. But, okay, I'm looking at some of the pictures that Sherry sent me here. Jesus Christ. John, she is really hot.
I want to see. She is very, very pretty.
Yeah, well, Joel, look, go on Facebook.
Oh, sorry, babe. I forgot to add you in there.
Well, we just assumed that he didn't want to
be in.
Oh,
he can't even
chats.
See the pictures. I can't be in the garage.
I'm not even in there yet. Okay.
You have very pretty green eyes.
Thank you. I don't change colors. So.
I don't know how to add more people. Oh, there we go. Figuring this out.
What do you mean, no,
oh, okay,
Dutch?
I see
you now. Dutch, what do you mean, no? I'm doing nothing.
You're not allowed to. No.
She has nice eyeballs.
Put out your hand. No.
I'm not getting slapped. There's nothing wrong this time.
Not allowed to be creepy.
I'm really glad that you appreciate my eyeballs. You should probably be jealous of Sherry, because the photo that I was afraid of her sharing was a time that Sherry and I got a little too... And she licked my eyeballs.
That happened.
She
once.
Licked your eyeballs.
Yeah, I was like, "Have you ever had your eyeball licked?" And she's like, "What?" I'm like, "Open your eye," and I licked her eyeball.
Marie and Sherry swapped bras once.
We have the same boobs.
We have the same bra size.
Not the same boobs. You have two different.
Hey,
boobs.
Yes, Marie. Guess what? I have the same boob size as Sherry too.
That means so you and I have the same boobs.
We can all trade bras.
Yay!
Yay!
Bras for everybody.
I like that.
All right, that's so mild. Like, all of us have been naked in front of each other.
She's probably not going to wear a bra at her wedding or at her bachelorette party. I'll make sure that I'll swap bras. It'll be a fun time.
All right. Sounds good.
This is great. Okay. Now we want to work on this. I believe that, you know,
Children are our future. I agree.
Treat them well and help them lead the way. You know, show them all the beauty that they have inside. What I'm saying is I believe that you and John would get along great. And look, I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is that maybe a good fucking is in order. Is that the right way to say
yeah.
it? Am I saying it right? John's nervous laugh is the best.
How do you like getting plowed is basically what I'm trying to ask.
She was a dildo slinger.
So this is true. But I was going to say, I'm a classy girl. I don't always take my pants off, but just enough to make it happen.
Nice.
So I know what I'm doing.
There you go.
You know, John's a classy girl too, so don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Very classy.
Yes.
Nothing yeah. like a classy wedding. Did I tell you guys that story? That time I hooked up with at a wedding. And I just unzipped, and I was wearing a tux. And like after we were done, like there was like that white film on the outside of my black pants.
Oh, yeah.
And all she did was just kind of hike up her skirt like a lady. It was awesome. We were in a gazebo in the middle of an outdoor wedding.
And by the way, you don't have to worry about it, Amanda, with John, because he goes all out. Like, he takes girls like to the Cheesecake Factory and everything for days.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Right. John goes yeah. crazy. And guess what?
I've been to fancier places than Cheesecake Factory.
Well, okay. Applebee's is nice too, John. We're not comparing restaurants here. We're just having fun.
No, but Royce, the difference is this is Minnesota. So Cheesecake Factory is the nicest place. Famous as shit.
It's the nicest place in Minnesota, John. Unfortunately, that's your only choice.
So besides being a bodybuilder,
all I require is dinner, and if Siri and Mitch are paying for dinner, that helps the date.
That's not happening.
Yeah, John's move is usually to make the other woman pay. And drive.
That is completely bullshit.
Perfect. Dinner on Sherry and Mitch is perfect. Then neither of us have to pay for it.
I don't agree to this.
Good time can still be had.
Then which one of you is paying for the hotel room?
Mitch is paying for the hotel room and John's plane ticket.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. What? That's what you just said. I think it's a great idea, guys. We all got something accomplished right now.
Yeah, no, it's great. And by the way, hotel room, no way. We just split a room three ways. It's fine. We just like close our eyes. It's no big deal. No one cares. We're all friends. Who gives a shit?
We just get extra sheets and pillows. Make
you know how we roll. We just throw a pool table in there.
Fort.
We party.
If there's it's not like we haven't like done it in the same room before.
If there's a pool table.
Say, we're very, I don't know if Sherry's told you much, but we've all been naked and done weird stuff in front of each other.
Yeah, so. Whatever. It's fine. Everything's cool.
It's her kind of friend.
I don't know if you know this, but I've known Sherry for a very long time. I've seen plenty of Sherry in my life.
Nice.
She pierced my nipples for me once when I was 16.
That's right.
She was 15. Yeah. It was her birthday
party. By the way, I was astonished that when Sherry told me the story that she had pierced nipples. She doesn't seem like the kind. She doesn't seem like a bad girl.
I miss my pierced nipples, actually. Like, if someone wanted to pay for them, too. I would... have them again.
Sherry told me
your
a story.
Your nipples are so pink.
Sherry told me a story of one time of when you two were out hanging out or whatever, and she passed out and she woke up in your clothes.
No, that was
probably happened.
No, that was somebody else. Was
someone, oh,
but story of my life.
Oh, okay, fuck me then.
So
we had a lot of naked encounters, Sherry and I. So I guess I can't confirm or deny. Waking up in each other's clothing.
Amanda was the first person, like, not first person, first female I made out with.
I remember that. Nice.
It was also the first time I got really drunk.
Those things usually go hand in hand.
They usually,
you know what's funny?
Like,
if any of Royce, me, John, Mitch's buddies came on, we wouldn't need, none of us would ever be like, he was the first dude I ever made out with.
Actually, Dutch
no,
is,
Royce says those things.
Dutch is the second guy I've ever kissed.
Oh, that's right. You're the first guy I ever kissed.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It's no
that doesn't really count, though.
That's what co-hosts do sometimes. If a bond, you know, you have to kiss. They say you don't know a man until you're inside of him.
So, Amanda, like, real, I mean, like, besides bodybuilding, like, what do you do for a living?
I do a couple of things. I have a degree in marketing, and so right now I do guest services and event coordinating at a ski show. It's not that fancy. I was in the National Guard. I was an intelligence analyst in the National Guard.
That's fancy.
I don't give out my phone number because the things that I can do with a phone number make me nervous to give out my phone number. So I haven't asked for that. I give out a fake phone number when I meet people.
Have you used the do you use the burner app?
I do.
That's awesome.
I do. Yep.
Google Voice is good too.
I'm quite cautious with that, and people call me out on it. They're like, "Wait, you're from the city. Why do you have this phone number? Don't ask questions."
Yeah.
So.
And you're going back into the Guard, correct?
I am. So that's a fun fact. They is on its way to be. I'm on my way to being a combat medic. So
there you go.
Just purchased an M4 to get myself all nice and practiced up. So.
And that works perfectly because John gets hurt a lot. So this actually is great.
Right.
Did we tell you?
Royce, you're the one that hurts him.
No, that's not true. First off.
You wax him.
I didn't.
Shoot him.
Excuse me.
You tase me.
I only come up with the ideas. Other people actually do it. So let's be clear there. There's
yeah, technically it was me and Tiffany that was waxing John.
Right. So, you know.
Oh, true.
Yes. And also, there was that one time that John's brakes failed and he went 80 miles per hour to a fucking fence downhill.
Amanda, would you like 40. Amanda, would you like to hear what John sounds like when he has his taint waxed on air?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right. Absolutely.
Here we go.
Here we go. If it will play. It won't go. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Ah! Amanda, I just sent you the full link on your Facebook page.
Excellent.
Of the video. You can watch him see his hot, sexy body
getting all hairless. It's awesome.
Would you like to hear what it sounds like when we intermix it with a Taylor Swift song?
Oh, there we go. That's right. Oh, my God.
I like how you guys sell John.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
Come on!
Now I forgot about that craze that was going on with people just inserting things into that song.
That video got taken off of YouTube.
No, it's back up there. There's 20. Oh, there's 27,000 views on it.
Are you
oh, really?
27,000.
I swear to God.
On that one.
Yeah, I swear to God. I just looked at it right now.
I had no idea. Wow, we're going viral underneath our own noses. We had no idea.
It's just so funny, though.
It's that last scream that gets me every time.
I didn't hear it all that much. I don't know if Amanda did. Can we hear just that part again without everybody laughing over it?
Yeah, hold on. Here, let's just play the whole thing again because it's easier. I don't care. It's worth
it. Just skip forward like 10 seconds.
I will. Okay, I'm skipping forward. Come on. Now you see. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
Trouble. The last one gets me every time.
Who put that? Was that me or was that Mitch that put that together?
I think it was Mitch.
It was okay.
27,000 views, 397 thumbs up, 2 thumbs down.
Aw, 2.
Apparently,
that was John that did the thumbs down.
Yeah.
Everybody else loved it.
John was all waxed. He was like a good boy, all waxed up, and he looked so
great. I
looked
like a man-o-lantern afterwards.
Yeah, because we didn't finish it, but still, we did good.
We promised we would. We were liars.
You didn't finish it.
It's never too late.
No.
If you're going to do it, fucking commit all the way. Come on now.
Yeah, but have you seen his body? He has a lot of hair.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you like a man, like lumberjack type men?
Yes.
Nice.
I definitely can. I mean, it takes a lot of patience to grow a full beard, you know, and I feel like if you have the patience to handle all that body hair and the time that it takes, mm-hmm. you could probably handle me and my shit.
Yeah, nice. There you go.
It only takes like 2 days to grow a beard.
Yeah, growing a beard.
Well,
really
he doesn't
easy,
have though. A beard. He's usually pretty clean shaven, but he's got the manly Italian look going on.
He does. So. He really does.
I look like Thomas Jane in The Punisher.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly you.
John, I've never seen you with a beard. Can you grow a beard?
Yeah.
I've grown mutton chops for Wolverine.
No, John, can you grow a beard? I think you would look super yeah, like a handsome. Beard. Oh, my God. John would look super handsome
John,
with
why
a beard.
You ever grown a
John,
beard.
Grow a beard.
I mean, yeah, I think all three of us, the other guys in the show, yeah. are all rocking beards right now.
John, grow a beard.
All right, I'll grow a beard.
No, don't aww. Say it happily, not sad.
Look. Wow. Seem like a twist in your
yeah,
arm.
Guys, I think I'm going to grow a beard.
That's
yay!
The spirit.
Don't patronize love me. It. Don't patronize me.
Amanda, I just sent you a video of John being waxed. Spanked two different times and one where he's being shot at.
Oh, you have to make sure you check out the outfit John's wearing when he's getting spanked. It's one of the best things in the world.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Look at that.
That side thing.
Yes,
oh,
it just covered.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, side that thing haunted my dreams.
Yeah, John had a beard in you had a beard in Crossbones, John.
You can see Deck neck.
Deck. That's true. Oh, that shit. Thing didn't cover up anything.
Not really.
Oh, yeah, no. There's John as Wolverine in the chat. Look at him. There he is.
More like God, smoldering.
It was so wasted.
That was the night you threw up on the way home.
Yes, that was. That was the night John threw up opened the door, back door of Marie's car, and threw up as we were driving down one of those parking garages. So, and then he just left like a little Hansel and Gretel trail. And then when he got done, he got out, said the aristocrats, and bowed to all the cars behind him as they all honked.
Yeah, that was great.
You know, you have not lived until you've asked a police officer to pull over so you can throw up outside the car. Just saying.
Nice.
Nice.
Good job.
All right. Well,
yeah.
I think that since they're both definitely going to be at the wedding, that, you know, maybe you should give him a burner number. And you guys should talk a bit. Or talk on Facebook. There you go. Because I'm telling you, John's a really, really, really nice guy. And I've seen his penis. It's good. It's a good, girthy penis.
A good, girthy penis. Well, that's definitely a need-to-know kind of thing.
Yeah. No, yeah, you needed to know.
I forgot everybody in this chat room has seen my dick.
Yeah,
everybody's seen everybody's dick at this point.
You needed to know when I told you. So it is need to know.
I appreciate you know. It. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's need to know.
Now
I mean,
you know, yeah.
Exactly. And I need
don't
you
worry.
I know these kinds of things. So then you're not like all in the heat of it and pants come off. Yeah. You're like, oh.
And by the way,
I got a thing. Look at the time now.
By the way, I'm not gonna be rude and be like, how tight's your snatch? Like, that's your business. You know, I believe every woman should be able to keep that to themselves.
You didn't even
unless
need to
you
say
feel
that.
Like that.
You didn't even need to say it.
Now, say what?
Never mind.
How tight is your snatch hole? What's wrong with that?
That was nasty. He's just saying that'd be really
I didn't ask.
If
it'd be
that.
Wrong
that
if I said.
No, that hold on. That was your first question you asked Sherry.
The first question I asked Sherry was how many black dudes she slept with. So
it's
let's
the
be
same
fair.
Same thing.
It's different. And number one.
It implies the same thing.
Yeah. Hold on. And look what happened. You guys are getting married. So apparently I'm doing something right. You're welcome.
None.
You're fucking welcome.
No black guys.
You're welcome.
No
you didn't ask
guys.
Me about any other races, though. So I think I'm good.
I love how out of all
Eskimos?
This,
Asians, lots of Asians.
I love how out of all this, Dutch is still bothered that he's seen all of us naked.
I'm bothered by it?
Apparently, because you keep bringing it up like it's a problem.
No, I just,
yeah.
I'm greasing the wheels here, so she has no problem just getting nude knowing that we're comfortable with it.
Yeah, seen John's penis in the chat room. She knows what it looks like, so she knows it's a nice penis.
I get what you're doing now, Dutch.
Joel, we had sex in front of you, too, but you were passed out.
Yeah,
I was asleep, yeah.
You passed out like a pussy.
Yeah, I know. Apparently, we both passed out.
We both got hangovers.
We missed out on so much voyeurism. I really kind of regret that, to be honest. Can I say that I regret all, like, missing all of that?
That's okay.
During our trip.
Next New Year's.
Next, there we go. This time, we're going to go to...
Not Branson.
What's another old person place to go?
No, God, not another one.
Somewhere in Florida, I guess. But
okay.
Naples.
Naples. Oh, God, no. Naples is so bad. Okay,
oh,
fine.
Oh, but it's
there
beautiful.
Go.
Fine. Naples on the beach. That would be perfect. Oh, my God.
Oh, it'd be beautiful.
Dutch, fine, but I'm bringing a metal detector because I'm going to go out there with the other old men.
Oh, my God, dude, I would love to
oh,
that.
I want to get the zinc for your nose so we all have white noses.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be awesome. We're going to start planning
that.
Who's Amanda talking to?
Not us. She's.
I think she's at my house.
Is she at the house?
I am.
Oh, she's at. Oh, get her on air. Hang up the phone.
I'm working on it. I'm working
okay, hang
on
up the phone.
On.
We'll
get she's coming over. She's going
to
be on air?
Yeah.
She's in my house. I need to. Hold on,
how about this? How about we take a break?
We'll take a break.
We'll get them situated,
have Mitch
and we can come back and have
she's
a full
in
sit
the
down
house.
Here.
Good, good. Let's do this. All right, John, get ready. Get your game going. All right.
Okay.
Take us out, Dutchie Poo.
More Like Radio. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
By the way.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc, and you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows, and you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room, because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit, and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube, for fuck's sake. And jelly babies. Do what you will with that. Listen, click the link, and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie, birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop, are you?
No, that sounds like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
You're listening to MoreLikeRadio.com. We're all drunk.
Here's mine.
You're listening to MoreLikeRadio.com. Go inject yourself with some heroin and shoot up.
Sure.
Listen to the shows.
Sure.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Unlike other radio stations, we don't beat women.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room. It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Come on, Wade. It can't be that bad.
Ah, bullshit. I'm a monster inside and out. I belong in a fucking circus.
Wait, Vanessa loves you. She doesn't care what you low.
Oh. Do you like what you see?
No. You look like an avocado. Had sex with an older, more disgusting avocado.
Yeah.
Not gently, like it was hate fucking. There was something wrong with the relationship, and that was the only catharsis that they could find without violence.
And the only guy who can fix this fugly mug is the British shitstick who ran the mutant factory, and he's gone. Poof.
Yeah, well, you gotta do something to remedy this, because as of now, you only have one course of action.
Damn straight. Find
Star
Francis.
Star in horror films.
What?
Star in your own horror films. Because you look like Freddy Krueger face fucking topographical map of Utah. I am sorry, you are haunting. Your face is the stuff of nightmares.
Like a testicle of teeth.
You will die alone. If you could die. Ideally. For others' sake.
That'll do.
Let me get you in the right position.
Second hour. Dutch and Royce. Here, MoreLikeRadio.com. 954-573-2780. If you would like to get in touch with the show. And MoreLikeRadio.com/live. Check out the video. We are live every Tuesday from 10 to midnight here on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Sorry, I'm jamming out to the floozies right now.
I'm loving this band,
good,
dude.
Right?
I did actually go on a bender and watching them.
They're
just two
good.
Dudes.
Two and dudes,
like,
yeah.
I
like
saw
Daft
them,
Punk.
Like their live set, like Red Rocks and everything. I was
yep.
like, oh, I got to check them out.
They're pretty cool, yeah.
Did you see them live? Is that how you found out about
no,
them?
No, we're going to see them in Bonnaroo.
They're
going
to be nice. At Bonnaroo.
That's right.
Yup.
I think we were talking about going to, what dates is that again?
June 4th June 4th through the 7th, I believe.
Baby, you want to go to Bonnaroo? There you go. There you go.
Yes, let's go.
Come to Bonnaroo. Ah, it's awesome. Come on.
That would be fun.
Do it. It'd be awesome.
Fun little road trip.
Hell yeah. Cousin Joe's
no,
going, too.
No, we're not driving.
Well, road trip, plane trip, what do you want to call it?
Okay. Cousin Joe's going to be there, too.
Nice.
Fucking the headliners, Pearl Jam, and LCD Sound System.
So we have, okay, so the girl we had on the phone.
She's
first
in studio.
Half, is she your maid of honor?
No. No. She's not in the wedding. Thanks for making that awkward.
Oh my God, Amanda,
oh,
this
wow.
must be weird.
That
you.
Is awkward.
No,
oh no.
I know where I rate. It's cool. Dutch is the worst. Dutch is just the worst.
I told you one of your friends from high school. It's just, how dare you, Sherry?
Look like aww. Dutch picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
Oh my God. Hey, look, if she would have just done the right thing and getting, you know, her other best friend in the wedding, it'd be a little, you know.
Man, you always make yourself the asshole, Joel.
Sherry,
you the asshole. I'm the one who at least invites my good friends to my weddings. I've never been to one.
She's invited.
But.
Yeah, John's not in the wedding either, and he's a good friend, but he's going to the wedding, so it doesn't matter. It's
they
even
can
perfect.
Sit at table 13.
Anyway,
other, like, you know, oh,
she
we
can't be in
them.
The wedding because she needs to be available to have a good time chatting with John. Right, John?
Yes.
By
good,
the way,
good, good contribution, people... John. Yes. You say yes.
How? I just said yes.
No, say more. I mean, say more than yes. Talk. Like, have a dialogue.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I this do agree on the topic at hand.
This never works when we try to do this, by the way.
It never does.
What are you trying to do? I'm confused.
I don't know.
We're trying to get you two to hook up.
You know, I've done all that I can and tell you that a dinner is all that I need. And if Sherry and Mitch are paying for it, then that's perfectly acceptable
there
for,
you go.
Date
there
for you me.
Go.
And I don't know which one of you crazy asses keep telling me that that's not good enough. And we got to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
You don't need to go to the Cheesecake Factory. No, it's cheaper. It's cheaper.
Sherry and Mitch.
You don't have
be
to go to the Cheesecake Factory. You want to go to the Cheesecake Factory. Oh. Everyone wants to go to the
Mitch,
Cheesecake
have you
Factory.
Seen, by the way,
the big deal is of the Cheesecake Factory.
Can I talk
oh
about
cheese? Have you ever been there?
Can I sidebar? And by the
yes.
way, can
they're
I
sandwiches, dude?
Can I sidebar for a second? And by the way, Mitch, I like sidebar. I'm using it. Can I sidebar here for a second? Okay, I was at Costco.
For years.
I was. No, Mitch came up with it. I was at Costco.
It was my thing. That was a Nick and Dutch thing. You had a sidebar thing all the time. Yeah, but nobody listened to that show.
Yes. No.
Hey, you did.
Mitch.
You're right.
Mitch, thank you.
Mitch is a nobody.
Yes. Now.
He was still handing out cell phones at that time.
Right.
I got some Junior's Cheesecake from Costco. Oh, my God. That cheesecake is so good. It's way better than Cheesecake Factory.
Is it good?
Junior's Cheesecake is so good.
It's the best thing that
it's
will
like
hit your
if
lips.
You could get it if you're by a Costco.
John knows.
Yeah, John. John said John has cried eating Juniors. I've seen it.
I've walked by cheesecake next time we go.
I've
to
walked 18 okay. city blocks on foot just to get to a cheesecake Junior's Cheesecake Factory.
Well, it's not a factory. What? It's just
I'm sure. I had I developed a lactose intolerance. I'm lactarded. later
that's
in my life,
sure not retarded.
I don't think that's the term.
I'm lactarded, and so, but I love cheesecake, and I had, like, we ordered, I forget where we ordered, but anyways, I had the rest of Kelsey's cheesecake when she went to sleep.
Mm-hmm. My birthday cheesecake you ate.
Oh, what an ass.
Kelsey!
Well, here's the thing. That gift kept giving back to you because I Dutch ovened our entire room.
All night.
It was awful. I at one point tried to, like, actually literally Dutch oven her, and she was screaming, like, that she was literally going to hurt me. So
hurt me,
but yeah. I take the lactate stuff and even the cheesecake just completely superseded that. We're like, nah, fuck that enzyme. We're just going to go straight out your ass.
Yeah. But, but it's worth it though. If it's good enough cheesecake, I think.
Oh, it was so worth it.
Yeah. I mean, so what if you just shit liquid for a while, it happens.
Oh yeah. I'm just, you know, ruined my relationship by making her go, maybe I shouldn't date someone who has this kind of intestinal problem.
Oh yeah.
Don't think
because
that's what ruined your relationship.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. I know it was Kelsey, right?
You guys ruined each other's relationship.
Oh my God, you guys aren't together anymore?
Her not shutting the fuck up during Hateful Eight.
She's right here, John. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, John.
I can't see anybody. Hello, everybody.
Hi. Yeah, hi, Marie. I'm waving at you now.
Thank you. I can't see you because Royce has Mitch and Sherry potted up right now.
Yeah, well, they're more important because she's better looking than Kelsey. So,
that's so mean.
You have to see her face right now.
I see it.
I see it.
She's looking through you. Like, through you?
Anyways, so
that's just rude.
That's the why I said it.
Why you gotta be so rude?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
I don't know.
We were on a sidebar, and then
yeah, sidebar.
We're back from the sidebar. Where were we talking? We're talking about Cheesecake Factory.
We were talking about being good friends to Amanda and John.
Yes, you guys. You see, perfect and exactly. If Mitch is open bar at the wedding, right, guys.
I don't know. It's your wedding.
We have decided that beer and wine, we're going to buy like a couple kegs and a bunch of bottles of wine.
Oh, that's fine.
Liquor's on you, though. You got to pay for your own
beer
liquor.
And wine is fine.
I don't want liquor.
You bring it, or are you going to have a cash bar like we pay a bartender kind of thing? It'll be a cash bar. Okay.
Where are you getting
for the
married?
Liquor.
I know people.
I just want
wine. What about the DJ? Otherwise, I can't play a good set if I'm not good and hammered.
Whatever.
Okay. I'll bring you a bottle. You can hide it under your booth.
Nice.
That's a great way to pay him. Just
that's usually
really
what
good.
I do, by the way.
So when Amanda and John meet, I would like to call this Royce and Sherry present Amanda and John.
Yes, I like this. This is perfect. I agree with this. And thank you for putting my name for seniority. I appreciate it.
Yes.
I'm very excited about this.
I respect my elders.
I really do appreciate it. What we're going to do, it's going to be great. You guys are going to get along. As you can see, John is very talkative. Right, John?
I am very talkative. I know more than five syllables.
See?
He's so flustered right now.
He is. He doesn't know what he's panicking.
It's fine. Don't worry, John.
John, you're fine.
You're doing great.
This is fine.
I'm just excited because I've never been to Minnesota before.
No one's ever said that, by the way, in the history of the world. No one's ever said that.
What? They've never been to Minnesota?
I'm excited because I've never been to Minnesota.
Minnesota is a good place to be.
Is it really?
Minnesota is great.
I mean, I'm here.
You guys are coming at the perfect time. June, the best 2 weeks of the year.
It might not rain.
But then there'll be snow.
No, they live in Florida. They're used to rain.
Oh, that's true.
It's not going to snow in June.
You don't know that.
No. Has it ever snowed in June there, for real?
I don't think so.
I think it has.
I think Sherry and Mitch and Royce all deserve a white wedding.
Well, it's going to be a white wedding, but not the one you're referencing.
Yeah, no, it's a different kind.
Because of the cocaine.
No.
Oh, I was going to say, is Mersh invited? He'll bring the snow.
Along with the pain.
Oh, fuck.
Yes?
No, not you.
In New Jersey, did you guys see that whole story about the guy who was posed as an Easter bunny just started punching parents?
Wait, what?
Well, I just want to go back. We got 1.4 inches of snow on June 4th of 1935.
1935? Come on.
Well, that seems unlikely.
I'm just saying it has happened.
I hope it happens on your wedding, and I hope it's a fucking blizzard.
Yeah, it's indoors.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that.
It's indoors, so I don't give a shit.
Oh, is it? You decided on a venue already? The McDonald's called you back?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we got the ball pit reserved for 2 hours.
Yes!
Oh, what?
Yes!
Go for it.
Yes! Yes! I was joking at first, but that would be awesome. Dude, an adult ball pit? Oh, come on. How do you do one of those? Do we get an adult ball pit at the wedding? That'd be fucking fantastic.
We should get a bounce
house. Do you
want
to sponsor it?
Yeah, how much can it be to get an adult? Seriously, Marie, can you Google how much it is to get an adult? Make sure you do adult. Ball pit.
That's going to be a sex ball pit.
Yeah, I was going to say, something's going to come up from that.
It's $150 for 4 hours.
That's not bad. Really?
I mean, I've done the work before.
You've done what work?
I tried to set up an event one time with a ball pit, and we had to settle for sumo wrestling mats. Like the inflatable sumo thing. It was a bust.
All right.
How much to hire an adult
like inflatable bouncy house thing?
No, this can't
just
be.
Fill it with balls and
this,
it'll be fine. Yeah.
This can't be real. I'm seeing $101 for a ball pit.
We kind of need a ball pit, right, guys? Like for the wedding,
$100.
Heck
are
yeah.
You kidding me?
Wait, hold on. Is this just like a swimming pool with a bunch of balls or?
Pretty yes.
Much. I don't know. This is like some sort of party rental site. And it says $100.
Oh, you don't want to.
How big is it? Is it big enough for big people?
It's not letting me click on it because it's a terrible website.
How much to hire this Easter Bunny guy?
To punch people?
Royce, I posted the YouTube link in the video. This came out the other day, apparently.
All right, I'll play
In a mall in New Jersey. There was a scuffle.
Gang.
Parents. And the guy who was dressed as the Easter Bunny, you'll see he does like a pretty much like a hockey
right,
fight.
Let's watch it.
Throws off the. Just yeah, go ahead and play it.
Gang. Yo, gang.
So right now it's a couple of parents fighting.
Easter Bunny.
Oh, that's the Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny's throwing hands. Easter Bunny's throwing hands. Easter Bunny don't give a fuck.
Easter Bunny on hands. Oh, he curb stomped him.
What was the motive behind this? Did the guy like not see the sailboat?
I'll explain. What happened is that Christians believe that on Easter is when the Lord came back after being crucified. So
he came back as a bunny.
Right, and then he apparently got into a fight in a mall.
See, I always thought if you squint your eyes, you can see the magic guy, you can see the sailboat.
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, the ops came through.
Yeah, then okay, so his head's already off of his costume, I mean. Not literally his head, but
I've always wanted to beat up a mascot.
Yeah, I think everybody has edge. I would love to punch the shit out of like Pluto.
Because you think, it's just you look at him, you're like, I'm not going to hurt him that bad. You imagine that they're wearing all this like padding, yeah. But I've always had the dream of drop kicking like any kind of like a college football mascot.
Like straight up WrestleMania drop kick, legs and everything.
Both legs, and then I hit the ground majestically.
What would be your finisher, the people's elbow or the Hogan leg drop?
No, the Dutch Diggler.
What's the Dutch Diggler?
I do the double leg kick, right?
Okay.
He drops to the ground. He's sitting there rolling around like his, you know, he can't see or, you know, like the typical wrestling move.
He's disoriented.
Right. And then I jump on top of him and I fuck him in his butt.
What? So it's like a Boston crab.
Well, except with more butt.
Dutch Diggler.
Which more butt fucking, apparently. Mm-hmm. That's not really wrestling. You're just kind of fucking a guy, though.
Well, it's more for the audience because they like. I mean, sex sells, right?
No, it does. But I mean, you don't need to fuck.
But you know, it's not. Everybody likes a good butt fucking every once in a while. I'm telling you, Royce, this is going to sell.
I think. I mean, I'm not saying. Look, I'm sure there's some people that like it, but I think there's a smaller number of people.
No, but like I do it, and I do it roughly though.
I don't think people that would be at those kind of
matches. Kind of angrily, and they look at the cameras, and they go, yeah. No, and then everybody gets, like, sad.
I don't think that your mood has anything to do with it. I think it has more to do with the fact that you're at this event, and you're angrily butt-fucking somebody. And
then I'm doing that, and then I'll do, like, the Stone Cold Steve Austin, but like, you know, what? And the crowd cheers.
I think you have to understand something, is that people that go to these WWE or wrestling events, because I'm assuming it won't be WWE, these wrestling events...
I'm pretty sure I'm going to start at like, you know, the crowd, you know, the ground level with.
No,
like,
no, this isn't going to be like you're a heel. No, like hold on. This isn't going to be like your heel. It's not going to be like you're like when Hogan joined.
No, this is all my character does, though.
All your guy does is butt fuck people.
I just drop kick and then I angrily.
so hold on.
Passionately. In their butt. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. You passionately. You don't angrily do it.
No, it has to be angry, though.
So you have two moves, and one of the moves.
No, the passion. It comes later when I do the heel turn back to good. Then it's passionate.
Oh, okay.
You have two moves, and one of them is butt fucking.
Like you.
Yes. You have one move, and no, then not, just gay sex.
Butt fucking sounds so harsh. You just say he got the Dutch Diggler.
No, I believe. No.
Yep.
Oh my God,
he's going to say, I'm not there yet, Chelsea. Don't ruin my character beforehand.
Oh my God, that man has a family. He's butt fucking him and he has a family.
You know he's straight and a Christian man too, yes. Right?
Good Lord, end the match. End the match.
He broke him in half.
He broke him in half. His piece pink socked him. He's pink socked him, King. The man has a family.
That is probably the best Dutch Diggler I've ever seen.
Oh,
it was clean. He pulled it out like he was like, you know, jealous. Just taking the inside of a sock and pulling it out like a literal sock.
Okay.
So what do you guys think? No?
No, I think
it's I like it. I wasn't paying attention. I was flexing my pecs for Sherry.
No, Sherry and Amanda were just touching each other's boobs the whole time.
That's hot.
John, that made it creepy the way you said it.
That's hot. I don't know. Can you see that?
I just said that I wanted to rape professional wrestlers and somehow that was less creepy.
I don't know. Do it again?
Yeah,
she's
thanks.
Flexing her boobs.
Can I say that Dutch and I just had an amazing, amazing bit, and Hammy's like, I'm done listening about wrestling. I'm checking out Amanda getting her tits touched by Sherry. Thanks a lot, guys. Dutch and I were murdering that bit, too.
See, the podcast listeners will enjoy that, but the ones who listen live, this is why you guys got to check us out live.
Yeah, you'll never know when you get some tick grabbing.
Midnight, middle-like-radio.com.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little sad I missed it. Oh, there it goes. It happened again.
Yeah.
Yep. That was a nice boob grab. Yeah, John, start a conversation with her. I agree.
This is the thing, John. I want to know because like that whole costume, like the Easter Bunny fight. Have you ever gotten it? Because you go to a lot of these cons. We were talking about that earlier. Have you ever gotten to a con? Have you gotten a fight in your costumes yet?
The last time that I dressed up like a superhero for like a downtown Halloween event, there was a guy that dressed up like Batman walking around with a guy trying to be. Gerard Butler from 300. He wasn't Batman. He dressed up as Heath Ledger's Joker.
Okay.
And they were really wasted, and they were talking with me, I guess, because like there was nobody else dressed up as like superheroes. And he kept on pointing this revolver in my face. And I kept on telling him, like, you know,
please
like,
don't hey, do that.
Yeah, can you please stop? And then he decided,
not loaded, dude, what's your problem?
He decided to go behind me, and he because I had katana swords attached to my back, and he decided to whip them out, like he actually unsheathed them, and I basically cracked him in the face with because I had gloves on that had. Well, I asked him nicely to give me the swords back, and he started waving them at me, like you know, like swinging them around in front of me.
Dude, that's your belongings. You can't just take someone's belongings. You have a right to punch them.
Yeah. So, but what was great was because I have gloves that have Kevlar on the knuckles, so I broke the shit out of his nose. and what was really great, was like cops saw. And they did nothing to me because they knew that the guy grabbed my shit. But they basically told me, like, you should probably get out of here. I'm like, yeah.
So, cops said this. You sure wasn't bouncers?
No, it was cops, law enforcement, mounted police. There was one guy that was mounted police, and the other guy, was like just patrolling the sidewalk.
What did his friend say?
His friend was just trying to keep him in one spot to hold him for questioning or whatever, or to detain him.
What did his friend say after you punched his other buddy in the face?
Oh, you mean 300?
I imagine his friend said, "In the face."
I'm gonna
knock the fuck out, man.
I'm gonna read Maul's.
You just punched me in the face.
Yeah, and I'm gonna punch you again.
Maul just said in the chat room, Amanda's pussy could not be any drier right now, John.
I love Maul.
They asked the question, and I answered the question.
I love Maul. Don't be mad at me. Maul said it. Don't be mad at me.
What if we all just stop talking except for John?
Okay,
and
fine.
See what
oh,
happens.
God. No, this is like my nightmare. This is my radio nightmare.
What the hell?
I'm kidding.
This is going to be really. The Ron and Fez show as of like 3 years ago.
Yes.
I was going to say it'd be like the show with you and Sean.
Oh, God. The awesome show.
Nothing was worse than that.
Okay, fine. Yeah, you're right, John. You know what? We're going to say... I'm going to, starting right now.
No, I'm not doing that.
Dutch.
It's like the Whisper Podcast.
My name is first on this particular
Dutch.
Show, and I'm going to continue. I'm going to barrel forward on this
60
one.
60 seconds. We're going to just not talk and have John.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, fine.
Why?
Because it's just.
Because it's not a.
It's, radio.
It's not a one man show, and we don't put people on the spot. We converse.
We don't?
Thank you.
We've never once put people on the spot.
I feel like that's not true. Definitely been put on the spot, even myself. Sherry brought up dildos, and I got 800 questions.
I swear to God, I thought
dildos.
Sherry was talking right
exactly.
Now.
We were all conversing at the same time. Everybody just going quiet is just strange. So about the dildos. Now, do you ship FedEx freight? I said freight, not ground on purpose. Like, I want a pallet worth.
They use DHL, I believe, for big orders.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that even the whole thing?
I have no clue. Remember those, though? Like, there was FedEx.
They really were trying to be the new whatever.
And it didn't work out.
So, shit. I had something else I wanted to go to and I forgot.
I don't know who said it about Tinder, but I'm totally not checking out Tinder. FYI.
No, yeah. Someone
that means she is.
Oh, here we go. This is another question because John thinks that Tinder just, he's like, oh, it was a bust, but he never, I don't think he gave it a good try. Are you a Tinder, Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay, what is something that would get, because we talked about this earlier, there was a study that was done that when guys use, instead of just saying hi or hey or try to do a pickup line, when they use GIFs, you know, like animated pictures basically, as like their first thing, people are 30% more likely to respond. Like, what would get you to respond or engage in a conversation with someone that you matched up with on Tinder?
I guess a lot of people are just like, hey. And then I'm like, unmatch, peace out.
Right, but what makes you not unmatch somebody?
Right, I was going to get there, Foxtag.
You just turned the corner on me. We're combative now.
When somebody's like, hey, so I liked your smile, or I see that you lift, I like that. When they have like some
So is there
some
pickup
comment.
Line, is there pickup line, do you even lift hoe?
No.
That's a good one. I would
something,
use that one.
Something that is a comment on something I said or
they paid attention to a detail in a picture of mine, then I'm like, oh, hey, you were actually paying attention and not just arbitrarily swiping, hoping to match up with anybody and everybody that might sort of like something you do too.
Now, okay. I see you have an interest in the Da Vinci Code. I also saw that movie.
No, that's not
something like that, except for I don't put shit like that because I'm not gay. So
so I'm gonna throw a couple different pickup lines. Tell me if they would work. How's okay. that how that pussy be dope? Now what would you say to that?
I'd be like, oh shit, sorry, guess you never get to find out.
And then okay, so that's a no. Okay, I'm working through here, trying to help John out and get to like the root. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if we talked about this on the air or not, but there was this one dude, I forget, he might have been for BuzzFeed or something like that, where he basically did an experiment where anyone he matched up on Tinder, he only said anything in responses to Britney Spears lyrics. And like 75% of the chicks thought it was awesome and endearing and all ended up like wanting to go on dates with the guy.
Yeah, John, so just fucking send some Britney Spears.
Yeah, just look up Britney Spears lyrics or maybe, you know, what gets to the girl's heart these days?
You better work, bitch.
Right.
I love that song.
See? All of us adult girls really like that song. We resonated with that. We're like, fuck yeah, we grew up with Britney Spears. And she cut off all her hair, but she put her life back together, and now she's making millions again.
And she's telling me to work and calling me a bitch.
I respect her.
I want a Maserati, please.
I want to look hot in a bikini.
I have a rule when I go to the gym when that song comes on my playlist. I have to do mountain climbers because it's the perfect beat for mountain climbers.
What if you're on the elliptical? Do you have to run off the elliptical and go do mountain climbers?
Well, I've been listening to the TV on the elliptical, so.
No.
Wow. I feel like we learned a lot.
Cool story, Hansel.
Cool story, Hansel. Yeah, seriously.
Cool story, Hansel.
So, no, seriously, though, like, as far as just first impression type of line, like, how long have you been single, Amanda?
About 7 months.
7 months? Okay. So, like, the majority of your dates come from Tinder, Match, Facebook, other friends, going to the bar. What do you do?
Most of them have come from Tinder because I am awkward, and when people talk to me, I think they're just being nice. And
awkward. Hello. Our friend Cake's here.
Hi.
I love John. I want to kiss John. I love him.
Did you wave when you said that?
I actually did.
I thought you did. I could hear you wave.
Ma wants to know, Amanda, do you color inside or outside the lines?
Who fucking colors?
Wow, good answer. She's so mean. She's like someone
that's starting to turn on Amanda.
Someone that would hit you. I'd be afraid she'd hit me. It seems like it would hurt. I don't want her to hit me.
I mean, I've only been boxing like a couple of times.
I don't don't care.
A couple of months, so no. It won't be that hard of a hit.
I don't want to be hit.
I'm trying to think back when I was single. Like, what were the pickup? I mean, Royce, you and Marie have been together for how long now? 10, 12, 18 years?
So probably the most awkward like pickup that somebody's ever had. I was in the gym, and this guy comes up to me, and he's telling me about his new job. And I was like, that's cool. You got hurt at your last job. I'm glad you got a new job. Good for you. Seen him in the gym a couple times. And he starts telling me about how much money he makes at his new job. And I was like,
ew,
sweet. Awesome. Good for you. High five. And then a couple minutes of conversation and he walks away. And I'm like, dude, that was fucking weird. And my friends are like, you're an idiot. He was totally picking you up.
By talking about his money?
Oh, shit. Like,
I really do my best not to try to pick up girls at the gym because I have things to do. They got things to do. And so
the gym is kind of my hangout. So, I mean, if I'm at work.
Well, I mean, it's mine too, but like, you know, everyone's got their priorities, you know.
How dare you, like, you know, find someone with like minded, you know, hey, I'm into fitness. You're into fitness. We hang out here a lot. You're going to see that person quite a bit. Like, why wouldn't you at least approach her?
I would say
you don't have to try and pick them up, but just have a start a conversation.
I would say if I were single, I wouldn't mind being picked up at the gym.
Well, no, I mean, not at all. I'd feel real good about myself.
Well, Royce and Marie remembers the nice little gym that I picked up at the gym. Remember?
Oh, Brittany?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey,
hold on. I have the perfect. Okay, so this is what you got to do, John. The next time you're at a gym, you see an attractive girl and she's on a machine. And when she gets off the machine, go over and be like, you haven't sprayed this down yet, have you? And she says, no.
You
and
sniff
immediately
it.
Immediately bury your face in it and go, oh, and then walk away.
Yeah, what don't do you think?
Then at least 15 minutes later, she's going to come. Oh, she has to walk over to you and be like, what was that about? And be like, hi, I'm John.
That's good. That's a
no,
good
No, I don't think that she would come back over.
I think she would come back over.
No, she would not come back over.
Because it's such a, if you do it goofy enough, you'll be fine.
No.
I think it would work. Marie, no. I'm telling you, it'll work.
No.
John, I have a good question. Mm-hmm. Amanda, what's your favorite comic book character? I feel like this could say a lot for John.
My favorite comic book character? I identify with Miss Marvel.
Ooh.
And John, yours is?
Deadpool.
Deadpool. John's Deadpool.
I don't know. Been, and not because of the movie. He said that years ago, by the way.
But because he's heavily burned from head to toe.
He has a lot of scar tissue. It's not telling him good, Marie.
I'm not?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry, John.
It's okay.
It was a good joke, though.
It's heavily burned.
Heavily burned. So that's on the topic. I don't think we've ever actually, it sounds like a generic radio thing, like, what's your favorite, you know? But to be honest, like,
yeah,
what mine for the longest time when I was a kid was Hawkeye. I don't know why. I just always read any of the comics that he was involved in, you know, especially the Avengers and things like that. But, or X-Men or whenever he appeared. That was always my go-to guy. Him and obviously he's my favorite. I can't remember his name. So somebody else go. Gambit. There we go. Sorry.
That was great.
I didn't want to go with the guy who touches things and turns them into kinetic energy. I felt like I'd be a not fan if I didn't remember his name. Gambit. Gambit from X-Men. It's always my other
guy.
Hey,
Sherry found a picture of Miss Marvel and Deadpool kissing. So there you go. It's meant to be. Good job, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Mine is Batman, Dutch. I really like Batman.
Yeah?
I'm all about Batman.
I don't know why I
need Hold on. And I have had to go. If I had to go B-lister, I go Booster Gold all day.
I mean, look at that ass.
So like, I've
come on now.
Yes. I've never read any comic books, but I remember in elementary school we used to play a game called, you know, whatever comic book or X-Men, whatever the fuck it was. But you had to pick a character, and that's who you were. And I was always the guy that went invisible. What was he like?
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler, yeah.
No, Nightcrawler would telepath, right?
Teleport.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. That's what I was.
Teleport. I apologize.
Yeah. There's a difference.
That's what I was. Yeah. I was Nightcrawler.
That's who's definitely... invisible guy?
Invisible guy? Invisible girl?
No, he's saying invisible.
That's invisible girl.
I mean, I don't
think
I was a girl.
That's Fantastic Four.
Yeah, but whatever. Still fucking superhero?
It's very possible that was a girl.
Sherry, what's yours?
My favorite. I always wanted to be J. Jonah Jameson.
No, that's not
I wanted
a superhero.
To be a news editor.
No,
what?
Am
I
a superhero?
That's me. I wanted to be the news guy.
No, you didn't. You're just making that up.
What do you mean? It'd be great. Daily Bugle. I want pictures of Spider-Man. See, I just did it. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
Cigar.
Yeah. Give me them. I'm J. Jonah Jameson.
Always sweating.
I'm mad all the time, and I'll probably have a stroke soon. Jesus Christ, you're so mad.
And his son ends up being Venom.
Don't go too deep. That was too deep.
Aw, spoiler alert.
Yeah, I had that on my DVR.
Aw.
Everybody knows that if you know anything about the comic book.
Oh, I didn't. Comic book. In the comic book.
Did I say it that way?
Yes, you did. The Philly came out again, Dutch. Every once in a while, the Philly comes out of Dutch, and it's amazing.
No, that's not a Philly thing. That's me not being able to speak correctly.
No, it sounds like me.
Man, the comic book, Mahogany and a Coke. Puking
go to the puking
go to the puking news.
That's not how I say it.
Go to the puking news.
Say it.
Puking news. That's how you say it.
He says it just like
that. Puking news.
He says it just like I said it. He said it just like I said it.
Poconos.
No, you didn't.
No,
you weren't saying Poconos.
Puking news.
Poconos. So I said it.
Puking news.
But Dutch, now say bagel.
Bagel.
Isn't it the worst when people make fun of you for the way you talk?
Hey,
it's
shut up,
terrible.
Sherry. Sherry,
but mine's endearing. Yours is obnoxious.
Yeah, Sherry, say buttons.
Fuck you, it isn't.
Say button, Sherry.
Button.
See, that's not how it's said.
That's not an accent. That's just being an asshole.
We didn't get to what Sherry's superhero.
Oh, yeah, Sherry, who's your favorite superhero?
No, it's okay. I never really had one. Marie, what's yours?
Well, I didn't really have one either, but if I were to identify with any of them, it would be Rogue because her name was Marie, and I always liked X-Men best.
Nice. There was no X-Men named Joy. It always bothered me.
Jesus.
Aww.
And I particularly did like Rogue for the mere fact that I could never decide on a power that I liked best throughout my whole life because I'm indecisive, and she just steals other people's powers temporarily, so it works great.
She's a hack.
Hammy says, if even had the balls to approach a man at the gym, I would compliment the style of her yoga pants and ask if it's something that would look good on me. Then I'd ask if there's a nice smoothie place nearby.
Dude, if you deliver that correctly, if it makes the other person laugh,
that is smooth. That is smooth.
That would work on me.
That would work on me.
I think Hammy would look great in butterfly yoga pants.
But that's a great icebreaker, though. Really funny. Good one, Hammy.
Especially if you're a bigger guy like him. Like, that is hilarious.
That's great.
Hammy, that is fantastic.
That's why Hammy got up.
I like it. I would definitely laugh.
Yeah.
And have to engage in further conversation.
I can hear that idiot in my head right now, like walking up to some chick and be like, "Do you have really nice yoga pants? Do you think that style would look good on me?" And then he turns sideways and comes down.
Yeah.
Screw the pickup artist. I think Hammy is really good at picking up women.
Hammy got
seen his girlfriend? Because it's a much better version of, "Hey, those are nice pants. How do I get in those pants?" Like, I like it. I like it a lot.
How do you get me into those pants? Because I want them.
Yes. Hammy.
Like that's the wrong way to ask that question. I definitely appreciate Hammy's style for better.
Yeah. Dutch is like, nice yoga pants. Can I finger blast you in the bathroom?
Yeah. I think the smelling the seat thing is a good thing. I think we should try it.
No, it's not. Don't do it.
It's a great idea, Marie.
Don't go sniffing.
No, it's not my idea.
I'm pretty sure that's how you get blacklisted from a gym.
First off, African American listed. Oh, so if we're going to be PC, let's be PC. All right. So look.
Guys are always shooting on my good ideas.
Your ideas are terrible. You buttfuck people while wrestling.
Yeah, all my character ideas, my animal trap ideas.
Your animal trap ideas are crap.
They're the worst thing.
They're not crap.
The worst. They're
going to make me millions, and then you're not going to get on the whole thing.
I doubt it. I really doubt they're going to make you millions.
Just you wait, my friend.
No, I'd probably sue for at least a portion of it, considering we're all co-owners of Marley Gray.
Yeah, we'll sue the fucking shit out of you.
Creative licensing.
Yep.
Fuck that shit.
Any idea said on the show, I own.
I will Zuckerberg the shit out of you in a second.
That would be funny. Can you imagine that? Like, one of us comes up with something amazing. We act like the whole, what was it, the poop shoot?
Yep.
It's a selfie stick over your butthole.
Yep.
And it watched it actually take off, and then we all sue Marie for coming up with the idea.
I know.
No. That's my idea. I came up with it off air. And I put a patent pending on it.
That's another thing, too. Like, what's the process of actually getting a patent? Say you do have one of these dumb ideas, because you see, like, on Shark Tank or anybody who comes in with these whatever inventions, ideas, whatever they have, and they either like, oh, the patent is pending, or have a patent.
Are you really asking a question?
How much does it cost to get one of those?
Are you really asking a question that we could just Google and read some really boring details?
Einstein worked at a patent office.
I bet he did.
If you really want us to legitimately answer that question, we're going to read through some really boring government.org sites.
How about you, while I entertain the rest of the show,
$4 billion.
Fill in the blanks, and then I might go in.
I don't want
$2,500 to $3,000 to obtain a patent, depending on how long your proposal is.
Wow, okay, really?
My next question is,
what about an indecent proposal?
Aside from the silly inventions we've come up on the show, have you guys ever legitimately come up with anything and you thought, fuck, I should probably, you know, like an idea for an app or some sort of like a dumb invention or anything that? Have you guys ever come up with any of that stuff?
Marie's peanut. Marie's peanut.
Cameras. I came up with an idea for 3D cameras in 2006, I believe.
You came up with the idea?
Not the idea. Like, not the idea.
Nobody
of making,
thought about that until that point, because they had Jaws was already existed as far as in 3D. And,
no, this was a totally different way of doing it. Like, it was two cameras that would, you know, push together and you would get one image displayed. You wouldn't need any special equipment or anything. This was like 2007. I came up with this idea.
Oh, so like film splicing with it being.
Yeah.
Like, so the way you would do it,
the way you would do it. And there was like a contraption you could put on the lenses that would, you could adjust where the focal point was depending on how far away it was. And it would always, the convergence point would be wherever it was focused on. in like 2008. And then I'm like, this is a dumb idea. This is stupid. And then Avatar.
And sure enough, now they're doing it, right?
Yeah, basically.
Well, Marie's was she wanted to take pictures of clothes on dicks. And
I didn't want to take pictures of them. I just wanted to sell the clothing line.
Right. And then that bitch started making it in fucking
paintings, right?
Well, technically, she just took doll clothing and took photographs and sold pictures of the photographs. I was talking about actually inventing a clothing line specifically for making up characters for your penis.
Hmm.
So, I mean, she's kind of doing it, but she's really just doing it through doll's clothing and modifications.
Somebody told me, and I forget who it was, but they told me a great idea for an app was it's a on the way app. So basically you're at one location, you type in whatever the app is. I need to stop at a liquor store. I need to get, I need to go to a grocery store and I need to get gas or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I need to go home. And it basically tells you. It's an on the way thing. It tells you the closest ones, how to get to each one as like a stop by stop basis, rather than you trying to remember where the closest one is.
That's stupid.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was that kind of a good idea. It was my friend who told me. I didn't come up with it.
What about Google Maps? Like you could just do
right,
that.
That's what I said. I'm like, wouldn't they have it? Like, no. It's just like the whole idea is that you just have it. You just say, I need beer, cigarettes, and then home. And then just says, go here, and then you're home.
So you need to go to one store and then go home.
No, we have to have separate liquor stores.
Whatever. I just made that as a.
But Joel, you know where we live and what's around us. It's not
right. I'm
hard.
Talking about people who are like in towns they may not know or whatever. Like just having it's kind of like with Waze. Using the Waze app, it's like, okay, this place has heavy traffic because somebody got pulled over and everything kind of just it's not like Google Maps just tells you the quickest way to get there. Whereas if you use Waze, it's like you can go there the quickest way this way, but there's a fucking,
you're.
Huge,
you're saying
Google Maps gives you Google Maps tells you when there's heavy traffic. It's color coded and shit.
Yeah, but what Dutch is talking about is a concierge plus Google Map.
Right. It's that plus, you know what I mean? If you don't want to. Okay, Marie knows what I'm talking about.
I got you, Dutch.
I'm just saying it was an idea that I heard and I was like, that's not bad.
What are you going to say, John?
No, I had an idea for an invention. It was a fishing lure, and presented it for like us for our science fair class. It was called the sonar bobber. So basically, it was a bobber that you would put on your fishing line that would send out homing beacons that would attract fish to your to the bait.
But then that was called entrapment, and you can't do that.
I want to say, John, I don't know if you know about this. That's not a bad idea, but they have basically that same thing. It's like a not necessarily a bobber, but it's just basically a ball now, and you can throw it out, and it will send it's like a depth finder that casts to your phone. Instead of having like a dedicated depth finder or something, you can have basically an app on your phone and this thing that you throw out and it tells you where all the fish are. That is a thing.
I just go to the store and buy the fish there. It seems easier than all the shit you're doing.
But that's not fun.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Fishing doesn't sound fun either.
That's because you're gay.
No,
I mean, I guess if you get like a fishing rod and like like a whole like bait and tackle set, and you go to like a if you go to like a department store that has like one of those like koi ponds, and I guess you can fish in there. That'd be a lot of fun.
I've wanted to do that, too.
I don't want to fish in a koi pond, John.
I've done that before, though.
Why did you? Come on, John. When did you fish in a koi pond?
Him? Yeah.
Wait, explain.
That's like, dude, that's like metal detecting in a wish fountain.
Like, yeah, like what happened? Explain to me how you ended up.
It was me, my friend back in high school, and it was right in front of Rainforest Cafe in like, I guess like the waiting area to get seated. There was this gigantic pond, and we walked in to the shopping mall, had our fishing lines and everything, and cast it out, and we both each caught a koi, which
guess
what?
But did you throw it back?
I mean, we reeled them in. And
tell
then
me you didn't eat. Tell me you didn't eat a koi fish.
Polaroid cameras, so we took pictures and then we casted them out, and then we ran like hell because security was coming on Segway.
This was inside of a mall.
Inside of a mall, the world's
that's
largest.
That's kind of funny, actually. That's actually really funny.
It's very funny.
Did you guys get a video of it?
Well, this was back when like camcorders were kind of like gigantic and clunky, and nobody.
So
really
you
didn't
just
have
did it just
phones.
So you just did it just so you could make each other laugh.
Well, we did. Well, like I said, we had Polaroid cameras because we didn't have any the disposable cameras, so we had like Polaroids. So we took a picture of like instant film.
That's all you needed back then.
Yeah. And then a week or two later, they drained the pond, they cemented it up, and then they made it into a ball pit.
Oh, that was probably because it was
back,
your fault.
Back to the ball
back
pit.
Back to the ball pits.
Right back to the ball pit. First full circle.
Is there any way we can have a koi pond ball pit for your wedding?
Explain how that would work.
Like, how would that work?
Well,
that
there'd be
so okay. So you
there'd be dead fish in the ball pit.
Let that Dutch explain.
So like we're all supposed to just like undress and jump into this like koi pond. And
No. This is
I like where this is going.
It's not necessarily there's no balls, but basically the koi
well,
fish.
Well, then that's
are,
no fun.
The koi fish basically are the balls. So you have more koi fish than there is water.
Oh,
so you have hear me out here. So you jump in, and then you can like bounce like the koi fish up and around, and throw them around like you do like normal thing. But they're not going to die because there is still some water in there.
Fish don't bounce.
Yes, they do when you jump on them,
or when you throw them from land.
Right, but there's still water. But like, there's more koi. You know what I mean? It's like oatmeal when you put not enough water in it.
Gosh, it's just Joel.
You know what I mean?
Oh, when it's just oatmeal.
So it's a slow suffocation of a ton of koi fish?
Yes.
Hey, anything for Mitch, Sherry, and Royce's wedding?
Yeah, well, Royce.
Now you're getting it.
Royce,
can we do a cheaper fish than koi because they're fucking expensive.
Yeah, it has to be koi. Come on. I was going to be fancy. We're not putting rainbow trout in there, you fucking silly.
Rainbow trout, tilapia. Let's get some tilapia.
Let's be honest.
How about some catfish?
Well, if you get a boy and a girl koi, like now, and start them breeding, by the time your wedding comes in 492 days, you should have enough fish.
There you go.
Okay, so Dutch,
that's a brilliant idea.
Koi. Each fish costs anywhere from $10 to $100 a piece, depending on how big they are.
Marie said it best. How about you get like 10 female fish and like 5 really horny male fish, and then they just fuck a lot and then have a lot of babies by then?
Still
$1,000. So who's sponsoring this koi pond?
Oh, we should find. That's a good point. We should find a good sponsor for this.
Do you think Zach Ehner would sponsor it as well as being our officiant?
I think Zach would walk and be like, I don't really approve of any of this.
So, yes, and I agree. You see, Rorschach's with me. We could get catfish. They seem to be way cheaper.
No, but they're with
bites.
We could noodle.
Catfish are just inner city fucking inner city trout, and you're going to respect them, okay?
No, they'll sting you with their whiskers.
No, they don't sting. They're fucking
that's
catfish.
I don't think you understand how fucking catfish work.
Whatever, bite, sting, whatever. Yeah, you're not supposed to touch them.
You can touch catfish.
Some have teeth.
Some
they
people
bite and it doesn't feel
we'll
good.
We'll get the ones that don't have teeth.
Baby, let's have a noodling contest at our wedding.
That's where you fist the fish's mouth, right? And then you rip it out?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not
that's
doing
not
that.
Happening.
I'm not doing that.
I would never do that.
All right, whatever. Just throw my koi fish ball pit out the window.
This is a terrible idea.
It's a great idea.
That's
it's
why
fancy.
We're throwing it out.
I'm fancy.
What if all the koi fish were
1148.
Say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What if they were all wearing bow ties for the wedding, so it was formal?
Now that's good.
Who's gonna put bow ties on fish? Whose job's that?
All this photography.
I'll do it.
This pinup chick on John's Facebook.
Oh, she's scrolling through your Facebook, John, and you're not even throwing game, bro.
I don't know what she's talking about. Which one?
Yeah.
Probably the ones we were looking at earlier.
Yeah, that was the tattooed girl we were talking about. She's a model or whatever that he's training.
She goes to my boxing gym and I teach classes that she's in.
All right, back to koi fish.
Joel, they're hitting it off. Stop.
I know, but I want to ruin it. I have to ruin things. That's what I do.
So, John, do you want to train me? I mean, like, kind of what I'm doing, but...
Train you how to suck a duke. I know how to
Why would John know how to train somebody to suck a dick?
That is a very good question, Marie. John, comment?
I'm not on Twitter. I don't like Twitter. There's not enough characters for me to express myself. Fuck Twitter.
Good.
Hey.
FYI.
You can post more than one tweet at a time.
Yeah, but...
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I like Twitter because of the brevity. It's like, all right, you don't need to give me 3,000 paragraphs. How about you sum up your thought in 140 characters? That's what I like about it.
I don't like...
Except when people don't just sum up their thought. They stupidify all of the words that they want to have, and they just... Their abbreviation comes to something that's completely illegible, and I'm like, what the fuck did I just read? There's an
emoji. It's better that than
what it means.
It's better that than a fucking book that you get every once in a while on Facebook.
No, well, I will agree with the people just talking with emojis now. Like, that's the new thing. I fucking hate that.
You hate that?
I don't know what smiley face, cucumber Christmas tree means.
I used to like Twitter.
It means he wants to fuck you under a Christmas tree.
I feel awkward now. I turned the guy down.
Aww. I mean, I like to use the eggplant for that, not the Christmas tree, not the cucumber, but that's just how I roll. And sounds like John's good for it. So we'll
be all John's right. Fine. You see, John, you're all good, buddy.
Twitter. Not even a word said.
John.
I'm speechless.
Oh, God.
I used to be fine with Twitter, but now I feel like it's just the internet throwing up at me. It's just constantly regurgitating into a longer timeline. I can't handle it anymore.
It's really bad.
I prefer Instagram, 1,000 words in every picture kind of deal.
Yeah, but that's because you work out, so you want to just show off your workout pics.
Hey, check out my body.
Well, yeah, some of those are some of that, yeah.
Yeah.
So but I work really hard at it, so I mean, if I want to take a pic of my ass and show it off, I'm going to do it. I don't need to be like, hey, check out my butt, because I worked really hard at it. I just need to put
that. See,
that
was a good tweet. That would have been a good tweet right there. Check out my butt. I work really good hard at it. There you go.
Bam.
Tweet.
Short. Really good hard at it.
To the point.
Retweet.
Favorite.
DM.
Except for like now when people talk about it, they're like, yeah, I totally RT'd that and it was great. And I was like, yeah, what RT? I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about anymore.
Retweet.
But I don't Twitter. I don't tweet. So I don't know these things. And people.
I don't Twitter.
You know, Twitter turned 10 like yesterday.
What?
Yeah, been around that long?
Yeah, 10 years yesterday. Yeah,
but that's six. The problem that's is right. That people are so used to the brevity of it that they take it from the internet and use it in real life conversations and situations. And then I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? Do you have a whole word to say? No, it's just RT. Like, what?
Like IRL?
Is retweet that hard to say?
It is. No, RT. If you know anything about this show, we love shortening things up for no reason.
I mean,
Amanda, I think you would like my Instagram. You should totally follow my Instagram.
Ooh, what is your Instagram?
I don't know who I'm talking about.
John, try not to say like a serial killer. Amanda, you like my Instagram. I have so many pretty photos on my Instagram.
Cakes, what is your
Instagram? What's your
Instagram?
John's Epitome.
John's Epitome. Nice.
Say it right.
John's Epitome.
Thank you.
John's Epitome.
Here's the thing, though. I'm looking at some of your Instagram stuff. You hashtag the fuck out of your pictures. So how is anybody, retweeting or shortening up things any different than people who hashtag stuff?
Oh, hashtagging is completely different. That's like hyperlinking.
Really?
That's true. That is absolutely true. And the hashtag, if you'll notice, the hashtags got really intense for a period there. And that was mostly because I had a lot of people who were like, oh, my God, fucking hate hashtags. And I was like, oh, well, fuck you and your hate of hashtags.
Yes,
let me give you 87 of them.
You know what, Amanda? I like her because I'm a fan of hashtags. I'm a fan of hashtag shark mode. And a lot of people.
Shark mode, baby.
A lot of people used to beat me down on that. But you know what?
About shark mode.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hashtag.
Yeah.
Love it. Love hashtag. Absolutely.
Hashtags are basically the only way I can communicate.
In my day, they were called the pound signs.
Does anyone else use hashtag in normal conversation, not typing? Because I do.
I do. No, I've never done that once.
No. Hashtag just saying.
I have. Yes,
I have. That's what all the kids do. What are you, too good for the kids, Touch?
No, I hate kids.
Oh, well.
We've established that.
I usually say hashtag out loud when I'm talking to older people, just to get to them, though.
Oh, God, just to be annoying?
When I'm making fun of them or being annoying, yeah.
Hashtag lemon party, am I right?
I like lemons.
Not that, you don't, John, you don't like that party, buddy. Oh, look, Sherry, did you just Photoshop? Did you just
Photoshop? That's a future
that's
picture
real.
That hasn't happened yet.
That's a future picture. Okay, so we have John and, Bob Levy's there. We have John and Amanda Photoshop.
Shut up,
together.
Sterling. Okay, hold on. Pause. Mall post a picture of John. Did you get one of those dumb masks that doesn't let you breathe properly? That's supposed to like make your workout better?
Altitude mask.
Right, because breathing... No. It's not an altitude thing. It's about breathing in the excess that your body creates. Like, that's just a stupid fucking idea.
Uh-oh, John. Uh-oh, John.
No, well, dude. That whole thing with altitude, it's not... They're trying to simulate basically that... if you live places like I do in Colorado where there's not as much oxygen, if you don't breathe in as much, it stretches your lungs out, which means you recover better, yada, yada. I get the whole science behind it, but restricting your breathing when you're trying to work out, that's silly.
Well, I mean,
right, because your muscles need oxygen to grow. So restricting oxygen to your body is just a really, really good idea to help you get your gains.
Hold on.
You know, I could defend myself.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
If you want me to.
No, okay, she's the one who kept interrupting, not me.
No, well, you're the one that started to bash this mask. First off, yes, it is a worthless piece of crap. Secondly, secondly, I didn't pay jack shit for that mask. Thirdly, I was in a gentleman's argument with one of the reps of the altitude training mask that it is a worthless piece of shit.
Did what you is not it? Pull out gloves, smack it to the face, and then walk 15 paces with pistols? Or
yes, what
gentleman's
is it?
Gentleman's argument because, like, you know, it's illegal to beat the shit out of somebody, like, you know, in public.
It seems like you're getting into a lot of fights these days.
Anyway, well, because some people...
You know what? It happens. I got kicked out of a Garth Brooks concert for getting in a fight, so...
We'll go to that in a second. Okay, so John, go ahead.
Any hoozy. So the guys are going, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you this mask, and you're going to, like, track, you know, like, your routine using the mask for a week, and then give me back your results. And long story short, because he didn't realize what my training regimen is, he ended up owing me $50.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like winning. Good job. High five.
See, there you go.
Nice. What are you getting kicked out of Garth Brooks for? Is it the same thing that that receiver for the Eagles did? Call the protection staff a group of me?
No, I just drank a lot of alcohol on my way to the concert, waiting for the light rail at the light rail at the concert. And this lady in front of me told me that I kicked her in the back of the head. And I was like, no, if I kicked you in the back of the head, you would know.
I'm not that flexible. Shut up.
So
if I kicked you, look at my quads. You see my quads? You would have felt a kick from me, I tell you.
Pretty much. I was like, is there a cowboy boot print on the back of your stupid curly head? No. So get the fuck out of here. And then security came in and I argued with them and I told them that I didn't fucking kick her. And then she was like, and she dumped her beer on me too. No, I didn't. This beer is still full. Fuck you. I wouldn't waste it on your head.
So then
they escorted me out of the Target Center.
So you never got to see Garth Brooks?
No, I did see a good amount of it. I mean, I was a little intoxicated. So
I think the security did you a favor by not letting you have to see the rest of that show.
You see, I thought you would have gotten kicked out of a Garth Brooks concert.
Hold on.
You almost said Garth Brooks.
Darth Brooks.
List number two.
Darth Brooks sounds like an amazing villain in the new Star Wars.
He didn't get a botch because he didn't fully complete the sentence. So
I'm Darth Brooks, y'all. I'm your father.
Darth Gooks.
Darth Brooks. I thought you would have gotten kicked out of a Garth Brooks concert for saying equality for all.
No.
No, if I had gotten kicked out for anything, it should have been for having sex in the bathroom. But apparently they weren't paying that much attention.
John, take her to a Garth Brooks concert. You're in,
there
buddy.
You go.
Or you know what, Dutch? Just play a Garth Brooks song at the wedding. You're set. Play
he only goes to concerts at the strip club, though.
I am so playing this song. Be like, this goes out to a lovely lady and a lovely gentleman. I'm not going to say their name.
Right here, here it is.
Amanda John.
Yeah, Amanda, Amanda, what are your thoughts on strip clubs that have blah, 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 blah?
God, I hate.
Yeah. So I got friends in low places. I'm the only.
Amanda, what are your thoughts on strip clubs that have rock concerts?
I've never been, but it sounds like it would be a good time.
Oh my God, you have no idea what you're missing.
She does not.
No, I don't.
It
I mean,
sounds to me like she's the girl of your dreams.
By the way, Hammy has a quote.
You say that without laughing?
Hammy has a quote in the chat. I've got friends in Sith places. Darth Brooks.
I like it.
Oh God! If you don't get the dog to shut up, I'm going to kill it.
I'm
what? Sterling's laughing. It was a funny
joke. Have tinnitus, and it's that squeal is hitting the back of my eardrum like a fucking hammer.
How do you think he feels hearing your stupid ass?
I know. That's probably why he's whining. We're doing the same thing for each other.
Yeah, you guys are fucking kryptonite to each other. Oh fuck! It's time to wrap up, Dutch. It's midnight, my friend.
You're right.
Aw. We had such a good time, and
realized how much fun I was having. If you look down to even pull up
so much fun. Thank you, Amanda, for being on. You were a lot of fun.
Hey, fuck that. Let's just play Garth Brooks. You had it pulled up already.
Oh yeah.
I can't find it. I tried to pull it up my system. Here, I'll see if I can't pull it up.
Hold on, I got it.
Good job.
I got it.
First outro ever.
I'm gonna get it first.
That's pretty professional.
Got it.
I was referring to the random music.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots
and ruined your black tie affair.
Don't sing it, Royce.
I know the only Cuban that knows all the words to this song, by the way. I wanted to put that out there.
No, you're not.
African American.
Just stop.
All right. Hold on a little bit. It's a little loud. Yeah. Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because I have 492 days until my wedding.
Nice. I hate you so much. Mariski, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I'm going to swap bras with these two lovely ladies.
Nice.
Woo!
Johnny Cakes?
I'm better than you because I'm going to fly up to Minnesota to train a girl named Amanda.
I am better than you because I made this all possible, this whole John and Amanda thing.
Yeah, good job, Mitch.
Amanda, why are you better than everyone else?
I am better than everybody else because my butterfly yoga pants are fucking amazing.
Okay. Good call.
Hey, where can I get those? Hammy, there you go.
Not from my floor.
That. Royce, did I already say you?
Nope.
Royce, why are you better?
I'm better than you because... To the Oasis, because I got friends
in low places.
All right, you guys, thanks
every
for...
Every word to every song.
Thanks. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to... Oh, wait. Are we on tomorrow? We're not
No,
on
we're
tomorrow.
Not. We'll be at a hockey game.
We'll be at a hockey. I might be doing a live best of. I don't know.
Awesome.
We might be putting that together. We'll figure it out later. But otherwise, we will see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce, thanks for listening, everybody.
Hey, guys. This is Darth Brooks, and thanks for listening.
I've been there before.
Darth
and his mate
had to get out.
I'll just say goodnight.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, guys, may the force be with you. Darth Brooks.
Hey, Darth, remember when you used to pitch for the Mets?
I already said thanks for listening, guys. Let's have him get out of here. Darth, shut up.
All right, sorry about that. Darth Brooks out.
Just shut up.
Darth Brooks.
Places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
Now
be a
This is...